Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
National security reporter for our partner, the New York Times, Scott Shane, joins us now from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So the story we're talking with you about this morning is the Anwar al-Awlaki case. It's well known that the Obama administration actually has put out the word that it presumes that he can be, killed somewhere under some circumstances, right? I mean, he's wanted, dead or alive. Isn't that basically correct?
They've never said this publicly, but officials speaking in background have said that that the administration has authorized his capture or his killing by either the military or the CIA.
All right, so that we sort of know, but the advance of the story this morning is that a case brought before a federal judge in Washington, filed by two human rights organizations on behalf of the father of Anwar al-Awlaki, challenges this policy, right?
That's right. They're trying to mount a legal challenge against what legal experts say is quite a number of obstacles to try and look at this question about whether the U.S. government can designate, in this case, an American citizen. Awlaki's an American citizen born in New Mexico, and say, we believe he's plotting against the United States, so if we find him, we'll kill him. Does he have, essentially this lawsuit raises the question of under international law, under the U.S. Constitution, is there any requirement that the government prove he's a terrorist or take other steps such as trying to get the Yemeni government to arrest him rather than just drop a missile on him?
Now, are the very public videos of him railing against the United States, are they considered evidence in a case like this?
Well, there are certainly evidence of his speech and of his opinions, and in a few cases he's talked about things that he's done. For example, he has talked about having email contact with Nidal Hassan, the army psychiatrist accused of shooting people at Fort Hood last fall. But the kill order or the authorization to kill Awlaki was based on secret intelligence showing that he had gone from being a guy who just encouraged attacks on the United States to actually participating in them, including the attempt to bomb that airliner that was headed to Detroit on Christmas Day.
Well, Scott Shane, listen to this. Why would you need secret evidence when it sounds as though Anwar al-Awlaki has pretty much made up his mind?
With the American invasion of Iraq and continued U.S. aggression against Muslims, I could not reconcile between living in the U.S. and being a Muslim. And I eventually came to the conclusion that jihad against America is binding upon myself just as it is binding on every other able Muslim.
Scott Shane, New York Times national security reporter, is the legal issue here that that doesn't mean you kill someone like this?
Well, his saying that may be considered to be protected speech, protected by the Constitution. But what the CIA alleges is that he's actually participated in attacks, in recruiting people and sending them to attack the U.S. And that's why he's on this kill list.
That sort of pushes him over into a kind of enemy combatant sort of category. Scott Shane, New York Times national security reporter. Thanks so much.
Thank you.